Don't think you can hide from God. And don't think He can't expose you. Even if it's true that no one knows your sin, God can give a prophetic word to someone to expose that sin. There is no possible way in the universe to hide. But even if you did hide until the day of your death, God has planned a day where He will bring all things to light. And there'll be no hiding then. And why get caught then, when it's too late, when the judgment day has been sealed, when your destiny in hell is sealed, when you could come clean now and receive mercy and grace in this life and for eternity? If you looked like a fool and a wicked sinner for the rest of your life, wouldn't it be worth it if you were counted righteous in eternity? In fact, why not model your response to God's exposure after David's? Look at chapter 12, verse 13. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Verse 13 of chapter 12, David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." No ifs, no ands, no buts, no excuses, just a simple confession. Yes, I agree with what I have been accused of. I have sinned against the Lord. It is a miracle when anyone says those words. It is an absolute miracle of the Holy Spirit when anyone says those words. And the only words more miraculous than those words are then the following words. And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." Christian, that is what is over your whole life. The Lord has put away your sin. You shall not die. But if you hold on to your sin and hide it, how do you even know you're a Christian? The mark of a Christian is that they come clean. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, Secret Sins.